Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I am AOE. For today, I wanted to share about the topic of discernment between transcendence and trauma. And this is going to be cool because I'm going to share also about a trip that I recently took to Vegas, and I have lots to update you on, so there's going to be more episodes coming soon. There's just been so much happening. I've been having a tricky time catching some breaks here and there with energy to actually put these out. So you will be seeing more soon though. I also wanted to share something kind of cool that I've recently been integrating more for myself. I've kind of been blending more of my AOE life with my non-AOE life. I think that's kind of how I've had it broken down for the most part. It's been like they're both me. Both of them are me. But I realized I was also carrying a lot of trauma and triggers, a fear of all of the sharing of all of me in any one place. And so I am breaking down those barriers. And if you want to learn more about me and also you would like to take a yin yoga class for free, you can do both by registering for the class that I have this coming November 15th. It's a Monday at 6 p.m. PST. If you're interested, the website for that is www.dragonbreathyoga.com/special-offers. Now, you can also just go to dragonbreathyoga.com and click the special offers tab. That will also take you there. So that is just like a little brief intro to me. I do have a yoga studio that's virtual, and I offer at least one or two yoga and breathwork classes free a month, so you can always check stuff out there if you're interested in taking a yoga class with me. This is much more of the I guess the non-woo part of my life, I would have to say. And so if you're kind of curious about that side, you can begin to explore that side with me over there. And I am totally becoming very calm about sharing this stuff and this part of me. But anyways, so feel free to check that out. But please do register if you're interested by going to that website, because you have to register to get the link to join the class and all of that. Okay, so now let's talk about the whole trauma and transcendence thing. This is something I think everyone kind of comes across at some point, multiple times sometimes during their spiritual journeys, their awakenings, or whatever it is that you want to call it for yourself. And also, before I forget, don't forget, if you also want to do more magical yoga, you can really just join the Dragon Den. It's amazing. We're amazing. The people in the group are just so magical and so supportive and loving, and I love it. Like, we've started doing this spiritual think tank thing lately, and it's been really helpful for me. I feel like they've also been expressing it's been beneficial for them. It's a mix of things. We have one or two of these a month, and it's a Zoom call where we all can share. You don't have to turn your camera on if you don't want to, but you can if you want to. I usually do at some point, and we get a chance to actually just connect and to talk. You don't have to have an Instagram to join. It's its own thing. It's on Patreon, so the info is in the episode details. It's going to be patreon.com/thedragonden. And we talk about everything. We talk about, you know, stuff we're going through that we're struggling with. We talk about human design. That's been a big topic more recently. I have been heavily jumping into human design. I super liked this whole manifestation and business side of human design, and it's been like super exciting to explore. I'm going to bring that to you guys too as well with the podcast, but it's coming. It's coming. And so if you want to have like some feedback about your own chart, you have some questions, I do stuff there. I do need to share this. So we also have some cool offers coming to you that that will integrate human design. I've been beginning to do that for my readings, as well as a really super cool offer that I'm creating for everyone who is interested right now. This is something for anyone who really wants to be able to go live. This doesn't have to be just on Instagram. It can be on Instagram, but like you really want to be able to go live on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want to do this. I am creating a session and then also a coaching session package for you to support you to be able to do this if you're someone who's super afraid of doing this. So maybe you feel nauseous. Maybe you just have a hell of a time hitting that go live button because you're terrified of what'll happen or what you're going to look like or what's all of the things. I integrate human design with connecting with the highest self and your guides, as well as some like kind of soul level reading. I do an assessment of your chakra system. We will go into some specifics. And if you do the coaching sessions, we'll go into like specifics for, you know, not just what the blocks are energetically that are preventing you from moving forward, but we'll do some strategy and practice and work to release those blocks, as well as to begin to take control of your voice and begin to really share your soul's messages. So if you're a channeler, if you're a reader, if you're just someone who wants to share the intuitive hits you're getting and you're having a hard time showing up and not feeling super anxious and nervous, I've got you. We can totally work on that and you will be able to move into a place where this becomes easy for you and exciting and fun for you. And I am offering some, so it's really cool. It's going to be a small, short, brief guided meditation, kind of guided pre-mental work for you if you do the coaching sessions with me. That's something that you can keep with you for forever. You can use it before each live. It can help you kind of center and ground and energetically be present and in the most highest optimal way possible when you go live. So if you are interested in this stuff, you can reach out to me, you can email me, you can DM me, like all of the things. I'm super excited about all of this. But okay, so let's get into the bulk of it. So I told you I was going to talk to you about this whole transcendence and trauma thing. So here's the thing. I know that we fluctuate between knowing we've got this and then what we're doing, and then also some pretty interesting like panics of like, I don't know, or not being like, oh crap, there's another shadow. Just stuff, you know, but it's okay. It's okay. It's part of this process. It's all perfect. I recently had my own experience with this when I'll just go straight into the example. I'll tell you the story about Vegas right after, but let's just jump to the part where I was walking through a casino and I was just talking to my husband as we were looking around. And this was a point where we're not gamblers, but we really just wanted to try like one or two of the machines just to have done it because we were in Vegas. And so we were going around. And then all of a sudden my husband like turns to me and he's like, I'm feeling so anxious. There's just so much going on. This is just like, I don't know. There's too many things. I'm like, really, this is a lot. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, obviously I was like, I'm sympathetic and empathetic. Cause I was just like, like, of course I don't want you to, I mean, I was feeling a lot overall just because of everybody's energies, but I wasn't feeling like that intensity that he was saying. And I kind of paused and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, let's just, you know, go sit somewhere, or, you know, let's stop moving around so much because there's a lot going on if that's how you're feeling. And then in my head, I was going, wow, I have really transcended so much in my life. Like, I clearly have released so much. I'm not even impacted by this, like, intensity. Yeah, there's a lot of lights, there's a lot of people, but it's not really getting to me. And that's when it hits me. That's when my guys drop in my head. They're like, oh, no, 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 no. This is a significant form of trauma that you have blocked out your physical reality at a level that you just have no idea what you're feeling. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, that's correct. That is what this is. Oh, if you're hearing little noises around, that is my puppy. And I will do a live on that as well. I will do an episode on that in the near future as well. But I have a new puppy. She is awesome. And her name is Ranger. And she's running around right now. She got her little lights and bells and stuff on her collar. So she's making all sorts of sounds. Here's what happened. I was, you know, going around and thinking I've transcended, you know, my fear and my overwhelm. And really what happened was I have managed to, over the course of my life, and I realized it started flashing to me, like, all of these different things in my life where I would think I had become more mature, more of an adult, more able to handle things. And really all of it was just me completely blocking out my ability to process my reality. And my poor husband is sitting there being this amazing reflection to me, mirroring to me what I was actually feeling. And when I realized that was actually how I was feeling at a subconscious level, I was like, oh my God, I feel like crap. And I have been neglecting that part of myself majorly. Now, this was not consciously being done at this point. It was just on autopilot. But I hadn't seen this part of me before. I didn't see the years, possibly decades, of repression and telling myself and my inner child that you're totally fine, shut up, sit down and like deal with it. We have to do adult things. To the point that I now moved with ease through these different places that were very overwhelming and overstimulating. But the truth is I'm still taking on energetically at a subconscious level all of this craziness, but I'm not integrating it. I'm not processing it and I'm not releasing it. I'm holding on to it. So I'm carrying more chaos and baggage with my ass going wherever I'm going. And just something to be, a little thing to remember for the future. So, okay. That was when I came to realize that is trauma, definitely trauma. And it's important for us to get to a point where we can identify which it is. I would say that a wonderful, wonderful tool to use to discern which it is in the moment is if you're actually getting feedback from others around you. So if you're the only one who doesn't feel anxious or worried because of some external stimulation, and everyone else is going, I'm not saying you should need to feel it because other people are feeling it. I'm saying if you've gotten to a stage where you're able to use your cues from the people in your life and your reality to help inform you of your subconscious mind, then you can utilize that here to discern, okay, this, everyone else is saying there's something going on, but I'm acting like I'm fine. Am I fine? Or is this informing me that actually this is something going on in me too, but I have repressed it. I have disconnected from receiving that information at that level. And often if the universe is going out of its way to bring it to your attention, so people are going out of their way to reiterate how they're feeling to you and you're sitting going, yeah, I don't feel like that. Genuinely look at that really closely. Again, doesn't mean you are definitely feeling what other people are feeling, but if you're heavily calling in manifestations and stuff from the universe and it's going out of its way to show you where you're not aligned, that is a great opportunity to identify when you have not seen a trauma you've been carrying. Now, it could be that I want to show devil's state, both all of the sides of the story. If you are someone who is sure that that's not yours and you're simply present to perhaps guide others through a tricky time, then then you are just simply observing maybe a past energetic manifestation that you're now navigating through confidently, and you're not carrying any baggage, and you can help be there as the light and the grounded being to help others move forward. It can be both too. It can be both too, people. It can be both. So as we consider this, it's also important to see, okay, there's a few different things. One, triggers are always great. So if you feel triggered, say if someone suggested, maybe you feel like that too. If you immediately feel defensive, angry, annoyed, how dare you think that about me? There is a very good chance that's true, that it is actually a trigger. It is a trauma. It's not that you're fine. Also, if you happen to notice yourself getting all high and mighty, I'm not going to lie, I got a little bit high and mighty in my head going like, wow, I've transcended this. Like, I'm a little bit like, I'm better than other people. And it's like, that's not even true. And I don't feel like that authentically. That's just not me. But, you know, that was a thought in my head for like half a second. So I would encourage you to look at that too, because that can often be a sign that you're missing something. And that there is something there for you to address that's a trauma. Because if we are neutral, truly neutral, like we are not triggered, we are not high and mighty, we're nothing to it, and we're just moving through it, then usually that will not be a trauma. We are simply able to acknowledge all of the things, but we are not affected by it, not allowing the external reality to affect us in the moment. We're just observing it, the neutral observer. So if you are confused in the moment, I would just say listen to cues outside of yourself, because especially if it is a very heavy trauma, it's something you tried to hide from yourself to protect yourself. So now you're slowly bringing it to light. So just be gentle with yourself and give yourself wiggle room and freedom to see maybe really is, and it's okay if it is a trauma. We do this. Again, we're not consciously doing it. It just happens. But the more we actually tune into this, we can start to see what is happening and how can we clear, release, cut cords, energetically work with this to move through healing the trauma. And there will be times that this is transcendence, but usually it is devoid of any kind of emotion. We're not attached or against or anything. The idea that we need to be in this experience a certain way, it's just we're there. And typically you won't have those kinds of responses around you because you've already moved through this. You don't need that feedback. Okay, so that is a little bit on the trauma and transcendence and reminding you, just be cognizant of what the underlying story really is. And dig. Give yourself space to dig. Listen for why. Why do I feel like I am not anxious here and other people are? Why might I be? And ask yourself, why might I be? Just try to see, because the traumas, we hide them well. Ask yourself and really see if anything comes in for you. Is there some other reason that you're hiding this? I've done this for so many things, and I started to realize a whole load of trauma that I have been carrying that I forgot about for so long. And it was, again, all of the times growing up and in my life where I basically told the inner child to just like sit down and shut up because we've got adult things to do. I had a major realization actually partially through the same trip to Vegas where I hadn't been aware of all of this trauma I was carrying in my shins and right around my shin bones. And that was all from when I was in high school a lot of that was from high school when I used to play in sports. I used to play basketball. I tore my ACL and I never got the surgery, but I did keep playing sports with a knee brace. I had to stop playing basketball, but all of that was actually very divinely orchestrated for many reasons that I'm very happy for. And you know, you got to get the 2x4 if you don't listen. It's just what happens. And then you get redirected onto path and then you're good. So that was what it was for me. And I realized that I when I started playing volleyball, I still wore my knee brace, and because I had to, and I used to really crank that thing on because it was Velcro, and it sometimes come loose, and it drove me crazy because I didn't want to get hurt, but I also was trying to play and focus and all the things. And so I was sitting there going, okay, get it together. Like, doesn't matter what you're feeling in the moment. I would play to the point that I couldn't even feel my leg anymore. Like, it would go through the phases of it hurt like hell, and then like it would hurt even not just a knee, but like the where I was having the brace on, because I had to keep it on so tight just to keep it to like stay on, and it would like lose circulation. I would be in crazy pain then, I could barely feel my leg. It was not great. Not telling people they should go do that, but I did it. So now I have to heal it. And that realization came in when I was getting a massage, and the therapist I was at did some myofascial release for me. It felt like fire was in my shins. It felt like freaking fire. It was so intense. It was crazy. And oh God, I don't know. It was just so much. And so this all came up with the awareness that I was carrying traumas. It came up with the awareness that, you know, physical trauma is carried in our physical body. Emotional trauma can be carried in our physical body. And it's these myofascial techniques and stuff sometimes that helps us release it from the very physical body. Yin yoga is great for myofascial work. So just saying. You're interested in that class. Okay. Now, when I've gone into, you get the point. We're carrying trauma, so much trauma. And I thought I was fine. Like, I thought I'd transcend. I erased that part of my memory, apparently, for a while from my conscious mind for the leg thing. And you know, it was through the activity of the release that I brought it back up to be available to heal and for me to like love. And I had this like huge emotional release. I felt super bad, which isn't great either, you know, but it's okay. Process all the emotions that come up as they come up. But I definitely was feeling guilty for doing that to myself, for doing that to my inner child, for like forcing myself. And I was like observing, I had flashbacks of all of the experiences. Like, it makes me a little bit emotional right now because I had flashbacks to those experiences when I was younger, and I'm sitting there, I was just a kid. Like, I mean, yes, I was in high school, but I was just a kid. And I basically wasn't allowing myself to even feel physical pain, which was trying to tell me something too. And I was like neglecting myself and my inner child that was like, hey, we're hurting, we're not okay. And I was like, no, it doesn't matter, we're just gonna keep going, you don't matter. And like completely just all the things you don't want to do to a child, to myself. And it was very healing to go back and kind of forgive myself and tell myself that I was sorry and, like, you know, that I didn't mean to do that. I didn't know. I tell my inner child now that I'm sorry. I didn't know, and all of that work. And so that was a lot. Okay, so Vegas. You guys are going to want to know the fun stuff. It was amazing. Here's what we did. We went for one day. One day. Side note. We realized, my husband and I, this was the first trip we've taken together since, like, I think, so in the past 15 years that we've been together, we just had our anniversary, 11-11, and so in the past 15 years, we had not left the state to go on a trip. I know, it's crazy. Most of it was, like, crazy schedules and work and all of that, all of the things that it shouldn't be, which we are now going to, you know, change. So we went for one day, and it was for a friend's wedding who happened to just really want to get married in the middle of the week at random. And we had short notice. We're like, okay, what? They wanted a really small wedding. We totally love them. And we were like, okay, we're there. I was like, I don't know what that day is, but I'll take it off for work. We're there. I'm learning to just hold space for myself and do things because it's exciting for me. So I was like, you know, I gotta go. I'm gonna be gone that day. Everyone was fine with it. And we left. We got up at like 3 or 4 in the morning, super early, to get to the flight so that we could get there. We got there, and the first thing we did, as a side note, I had no planning whatsoever surrounding what we were gonna do. There was no planning. I wasn't sure where we were going exactly, what time, and I just knew that, like, the flight was leaving and I needed to be ready at and that stuff. That's it. We get there. The first thing my husband does is like, let's get food. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I'm so hungry. So we got breakfast brunch at this one hotel and it was amazing. It was freaking amazing. They had this campfire coffee that was so good. It was a giant cup of coffee covered with marshmallows and chocolate melted and toasted and like graham cracker, and like they toasted the marshmallow on top of the coffee, so it was like a roasted s'more coffee. And then so I like, that's the start of it. And then there were these like incredible like biscuits and gravy, and like he got this chicken and waffles, which I had some of. Oh my God, it was so good. And they had this spicy sauce, and it was actually spicy. I'm saying this because I love spicy food, and not a lot of places have like spicy. And they were like, they warned us and everything, like, okay, we'll get it on the side. But it was actually legitimately spicy. But it was so good. Like, all of it was so good. I like the chicken and waffles was so pretty, and like all of it, oh God, it was so good. Oh my God, I'm thinking of it. It's so good. It was so good. Anyways, so it was like, that was the start. Then, because we didn't, it was the morning and we didn't have a lot of stuff that was open, my husband's like, oh, what do you want to do? And I was kind of like eyeing maybe a metaphysical shop. And I was like, well, I don't want to take away from the trip because this is for your friend. And I mean, it's our friend, but it's like his primary friend. And we became friends later. And I was like, well, maybe. And he was like, oh my gosh, yes, let's definitely go there. So the first place we go to was the first place was food. And then we went to this crystal store that we got to at 11:11 a.m. We literally arrived, which my husband also recognized, which he prompted me to put in the guest book that they had at the store. The store was awesome. Oh God, I can't remember the name of the store. Wow. I can't remember the name of the store. I'll see if I can remember it and share it next time or something. But, was it, Realms Within? I can't remember. Anyways, it was a really cool store. And it was, so much stuff inside. I was like, overwhelmed by all the things. My husband, I think, was actually overwhelmed by all the energy, but also he had a lot of coffee because I couldn't drink all of my coffee. He had that one, he had his coffee and another one, and he was around a ton of crystals, and I think his mind and energy was just like super buzzy, so he was feeling a bit off and went outside, and I felt really bad, but I kind of let him just get some fresh air. I finished up, and then by the time I went to go check on him, he was just like, what about, like, how would you feel if we got a couples massage? And I was like, yes, please. I would love that. That sounds amazing. And this whole trip, I've been like, the theme is like, I'm open to the amazing things that the universe can bring to us. And this is literally how the trip is. Like, the whole trip was like, let's let the universe amaze us with all of the things. So the next thing after all of the crystals was, and I think I forgot if I said in the beginning, we left at 12:12. So we got there at 11:11. We left at 12:12. And then we just perfect timing got an appointment at a place nearby that was doing couples massages. We Ubered, came perfect timing. We got there perfect timing. We immediately were taken in to get the massages. My person was amazing. They were like an energy worker, also Reiki practitioner and everything. They weren't officially doing Reiki, but they definitely were. They like, I could feel energy that after I didn't find out till later though. So I like it made sense though afterwards. So I was like, oh, okay, got it. And she was very intuitive with the myofascial release, and that was when I felt like fire was in my shins. And she was doing this technique where like she taught me to, because I was just like, I'm sure she's gone through tons of like training and she knows a lot. I just tried to like learn that one thing because I was just so in awe by what chaos I felt in my shins. And that was this like the initiation of releasing a shit ton of trauma that I was carrying in my shins. And so it was like, but it was so good. And my husband had a good massage too, but I need to get him a masseuse that's like super strong, because he's a big tough guy and he does a lot of work and he's got big muscles. I love his muscles. And he has these like, but he's got these super big knots and stuff that like you gotta really work into them. And I will make sure I find him a masseuse that does that. Anyways, the rest of the trip was like so exciting, because we made it in perfect time to the hotel to check in with the bride and groom, or the bride and groom. And they like it, we actually showed up perfect timing for me to help support the bride with a let's, for the sake of just not sharing too much information, there was something going on with the outfit. So we were able to take care of everything so that she was perfect and happy and confident with what she was wearing, how it looked on her. And everybody was happy, which was great, because the groom came down and he was like, I don't know, this is a problem. She's very upset. And so I was like, no, don't worry, got you, we're good, we're totally good. And that was, everything worked out perfectly. It was a small wedding, really small, because they just were not, you know, everyone has a stressful family. They had extra stressful family. For us, it was fine because it wasn't our family. You know how that is. Anyways, we got to the wedding. We actually got to ride in their limo with them to the wedding. It was a very small wedding, beautiful ceremony. And we were so happy for them. Afterwards, it was just like kind of everyone, they went to a concert, and then we already knew we were going to go do something else. We were going to see a friend of my husband's, but then he wasn't able to make it. So we were like, wow, we have free time. What do we do with this free time? And what we ended up doing was we just got some food across the street, which was perfect. We got there just as they were, like, right before they closed. They were happy to let us have the food anyways and to stay there to eat. It was so good. It was, like, this pizza and this, like, other wrap thing. And it was just, like, it was exactly what I wanted to eat right at that time. And then we were like, okay, well, what else do we want to do? Because we're almost done. But there, I know he really wanted to see the fountains at the Bellagio, and we were like, okay, we have to do that. And we also thought, let's go to the gardens, because the gardens were in the Bellagio too. And so we ended up leaving the food place and got an amazing ride with a wonderful Uber driver. She was so excited and sweet. And we got there perfect timing, right as the water show begins. So we started there. Then we went to go, which it was beautiful. It was awesome. And then we went to go to the gardens. I didn't know the gardens were not really like outdoor gardens. I thought they were like, you know, outside in a big area. So I was like, oh no, we're gonna have to walk around a lot. But because my feet were tired after all the running around. We did mostly Uber though, so that was really helpful. Anyways, so we went into the gardens, and it was like this indoor greenhouse that was elaborately decorated. I think they change it by seasons. This was like fall. They had foxes, like giant stuffed foxes. They had all these cute woodland creatures and fairies. There were like glass leaves, like giant glass leaves coming down from the ceiling. It was perfect because we were going to go earlier, but the thing was, we just couldn't make it work timing wise. But the evening was so perfect. It was like darker, the back lights were all on, the room was all lit up. It was like this perfect venue for magicalness. And it was like everything was like flowers and plants, and there were giant mushrooms, but the mushrooms were made of flowers. It was so beautiful. And everything smelled beautiful because it was all like fresh flowers. I don't know how they do this all the time, but they do. And it's freaking beautiful. And the music was playing. It was like lit up. It was all of these colorful flowers and scenery. And it was like this old like playland for adults. It was just like incredible. Behind it, like a little bit behind it around the corner was this giant chocolate fountain. Holy crap. There's like all of this magical stuff. So that was just like incredible. It was just so beautiful. And then we, so we got to see the gardens. We got to do and then we went through the casino. That was when I realized how traumatized I was. And so we were walking through the casino and we're like, well, let's play like a slot machine because, you know, we're in Vegas. We gotta do at least like, you know, a little bit of gambling for fun. Just to have some fun. Well, initially it was hard because we don't gamble. We didn't know how to use any of the machines. Like, and they have instructions, but they don't really explain it very well. Like, I don't, there's so many like lines and pick, I don't know. Like, I can't even tell you how to play it. It doesn't make sense to me. But like, you can bet multiple, I don't know. There's so many things. So I just kind of got to a point where I was like, I don't know. But we found a machine that was called, I think, Red Dragon, I can't remember, something dragon, but of course, you know me, dragon, so I was like, oh, okay, let's do that one, and we could figure out enough of how to start it, and then we started to win, and I didn't know, or do something, like, but luckily, there were these two amazing women next to us who were just, like, super sweet ladies. They were telling us, they're like, oh, that's really good, that means this, and I was like, oh, okay, so what do we do, and they're like, well, you touch this, and you have to hit these little ball things, and I was like, okay, and then they keep helping us, like, guide us to tell us what to do, and then we keep getting things, like, or like, okay, well, what, they're like, oh, that's even better, and I was like, oh my god, I don't know what's happening, but I feel like we're winning, and then it was like, no, you are, like, and then we kept winning, like, more and more, we won, like, $80, and I was like, oh my god, what the hell, this is amazing, and it was, like, so cool, so we won money, and then we, like, we're like, oh, we have to, okay, they were like, let's go, because we have to get to the plane. We left the same day. Like, this was a whole just one day. That was because that's how it worked. We had to get back for work. And so we went out to get another Uber, and we saw the water show happen again. And then we got our ride to the airport and we flew back. It was like perfect. The whole thing was perfect. Everything was perfect. It was amazing. And I was so grateful for all of it. And literally the whole time was like a wonderful play with energy and a reminder of, like, you know, trusting in the universe and trying to let go, don't control things, and just let things happen and be amazed with all of the gifts that the universe gives you. So as a reminder, let things flow and they will just magically appear for you in the most amazing ways, because that's just how this works. It was also really incredible because in the casino, or at least in one of the main lobbies, it was really interesting. I got to play with the energy work of kind of setting your energy to affect the immediate environment. And I was recognizing and picking up on where I was energetically and how I felt. So there were moments where I was like, wow, there's just so much chaos running around. There's so many people going everywhere. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. And I realized, oh, wow, okay, and I wanted to play with it, kind of like just test it out, because you should always test things out. I was sitting there going, okay, let me see. So if I can bring myself to calm with breath work and reset myself, does that affect the lobby? And it totally did. I mean, you can imagine Bellagio, it's a busy place. It's a busy, busy place. But what I was doing was energetically calming myself and centering. And so but that's only, you experience it how you want to experience it. You can experience it how you want to experience it. So if you want calm, you can choose that, but you have to set yourself to calm first. So when I would do that, all of a sudden the floor cleared. I literally experienced like complete chaos running around, people to calm, no one, like, everyone kind of, like, shuffled away, and the whole floor was basically empty. And I was like, oh my God, like, how the hell, like, I was like, no, this is real. This is really how this works. And so I was like, I would just be sitting there and, like, energetically letting myself go back to wherever my head was, and then see everyone, like, file back in, and then breathe, slow down, calm, connect with my heart, intend for there to be calm, and then see the floor clear out again. It was so crazy. I definitely recommend to try that for yourself. And that's, like, anywhere. Just do it anywhere and prove to yourself that this works. It totally works. Anyways, that is all I have for now. And I have so much more to share with you in the future, but I will leave it at that. And if you have the curiosity and want to take that yoga class with me, definitely register, sign up for that. And I would love to see you there. Love you lots. Bye.